Grace and peace to you from God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now, believe it or not, from time to time, small projects come up in the parsonage that need a little attention. And it may be even harder to believe, but they didn't teach us home repair at the seminary. While I have trustees on speed dial, I try my best not to wear out that privilege, and if it is something small, I try my hand at it first. That is where the wonderful world of YouTube comes in. You can find all kinds of instructional videos online that teach you how to do all kinds of repairs, of home repairs, vehicle repairs, and all kinds of other things that you would never have thought before. Although all videos are not created equal. Some are good at walking you through and the process, while others assume a kind of competence and technical knowledge that I simply don't have. Others show you how to do something, but then they strongly recommend that you get a professional to do it for you instead. So you have to know what kind of video it is you're watching. As we watch Jesus today in our gospel, it would be a mistake to view the scene as a simple instructional video on how to resist temptation. Of course, the temptation is to look at it exactly in that way. But that only works if you don't pay close attention to what's going on. In order to grasp the significance of the scene, we first have to ask two simple questions. The first question is, out there in the wilderness, who is Jesus? In Matthew's account, we get the sense that Jesus, having heard the voice of God declaring, "This is my beloved Son with whom I am well pleased," and still wet from his baptism, was brought by the Spirit out into the wilderness into a direct conflict with Satan. But what does it mean for Jesus to be the Son of God in such a place? Well, we know that in his baptism, he stepped down to be in the place of sinners, in the place of the people. Jesus out there in the wilderness is the nation of Israel. Because long ago, through Moses, God had said to Pharaoh, "Thus says the Lord, Israel is my firstborn son. And I say to you, let my son go that he may serve me." And long ago, God said through the prophet Hosea, "Out of Egypt I call my son." Matthew takes this up, and in many and various ways, he offers to us a profound understanding of Jesus as the one who stands for the many. Jesus is the sum and pinnacle of the Old Testament people of God. He is Israel. He is the Son of God. And so why is Jesus as the Son of God, as all of Israel out in the wilderness? Well, because the nation of Israel had failed. The people of God were weak. Tested by God in the wilderness, they gave in. They mumbled against God. Jesus is out there because Israel needed someone to represent them, someone to take their place. Jesus is out there in the wilderness because Israel blew it. But you see, that means that Jesus is not an example to follow because he himself is already following an example, a really bad one. Because Israel did not learn to live on every word that comes from God's mouth. And they were very happy to put God to the test. And at times, it seemed all too convenient for them to worship and serve some other god. So Jesus is not out there to set an example for Israel. And he's not out there to set an example for you either. Because this battle is too hard. This conflict is too difficult for you, as you yourselves have already confessed. After all you just sang, did you not? The old satanic foe has sworn to work us woe. With craft and dreadful might, he arms himself to fight. On earth he has no equal. No strength of ours can match his might. We would be lost, rejected. But now a champion comes to fight, whom God himself elected. Jesus is out there doing battle with God's greatest enemy and with yours, with Satan, with the accuser, and nobody can fight this battle but Jesus. The battle consists of this. Will you use your power, your vocation, your identity to make life easier for you? Will you feed on the bread that perishes? Now, you know what you have chosen, just as I know what I have chosen, far too often, just as the people of Israel did long ago. But Jesus never chooses the path of least resistance, not once. He depends on every word that comes from the mouth of the Father. This battle consists of this. Will you wonder whether God's ways are right? Will you wonder whether God can be trusted? Will you put him to the test? You can't win that battle. I've lost it already many times before. But Jesus, he never doubts. Not even in the garden, when he knows the plan and he doesn't want it. Jesus never doubts God, not once. The battle consists of this. Who are you with? Who will you serve? To whom do you belong? This is the greatest battle of all. Now here we are today. We're baptized. We confess that Jesus is Lord. And so, yes, you and I worship the true God, the God of Israel. But many times before, I've taken that first step. Or maybe even that second or third toward denying, rejecting the God to whom I belong. That battle is too hard for me. But Jesus never does anything or says anything or thinks anything apart from the Lord his God. There in the desert, Jesus joins the battle with Satan and he wins. He wins. He turns the dry place of failure into an oasis of faithfulness. And that is why we are here, looking on, watching the battle that's not for you to fight or for me. It's for him because he won. There in the desert, later in the garden, all the way to that glorious battle on the tree, and then bursting forth in victory for me, for you. We're watching, all right, but it's not so that we can become like Jesus. It's so that we can belong to him. It's so that we can be with him to this very day. On God's YouTube channel, this is not show me how to resist temptation. This is, show me the faithfulness of Jesus. And as the baptized, we say, I'm with him. So is there nothing for us in this text? Because we do face battles every day. Is there nothing here for our struggle? I think there is. And it may work like this. When temptation comes for you to stop caring, to pull back, to play it safe, here's what you do. You say to that temptation, no, no thank you. I'm with him. I'm with Jesus. And when temptation comes for you to run after something you shouldn't have, something, someone, some feeling, some whatever, you face that temptation and you say, no thanks. I'm with Jesus. And when then temptation comes to discouragement, to wondering whether it's all worth it after all, you just play this video and you watch the faithfulness of Jesus for you. And to the question, is it worth it? We say boldly and confidently, yes, it is worth it, because we're with the faithful one. We are with Jesus. Amen. And may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.